SEPS Trust, led by prominent academic and political analyst Professor Ibu Mandaza, is widely recognized as a hub for open political debate and government criticism. Police later blocked journalists, human rights defenders, and opposition figures who had gathered for a scheduled press briefing. The seminar room, where the event was set to take place, had been completely destroyed by fire earlier Tuesday morning. Explaining the attack, Professor Mandaza said it was the second arson attempt on SEPS in 2 years, suggesting the attackers aimed to destroy a space that fosters Zimbabwe's democratic discourse.
And what's amazing now is the correlation between what happened just after midnight, the arson, the abduction of the security guard, who I'm glad to say he survived, his back. But he reports that they arrived about midnight, two vehicles. He says it was dark, must have been about 10 people. They bundled him into a vehicle, gagged his mouth, and he didn't see the rest, just heard the explosions. Clearly, a petrol bomb was thrown into the seminar. That was the main target.
One of the press conference organizers, Mnyaradzi Bwisai, a labor law lecturer at the University of Zimbabwe and leader of the International Socialist Organization, said the bombing and disruption were clear signs that people would not accept Mnangagwa's attempts to stay in power.
The message that we want to send to our people and to the patriots who are here is that your message has been heard. You have shown that you shall not be intimidated. That people shall defend democracy and the constitution. So this is what we're doing. We'll therefore be proceeding. We're announcing in due course measures that will be done to go forward and so forth.
Job Sikala, chair of the National Democratic Working Group and one of the scheduled speakers, said the police were following them closely, showing that the government was in panic.
It shows the state of the national panic as we are speaking here and we are gathered here. You can see the riot police officers are now approaching here, demonstrating that the dictatorship is in panic. So Zimbabweans, don't panic. Very soon we are going to announce the next course of action.
Former finance minister and opposition leader Tendai Biti, who was also said to speak, said intimidation would not stop citizens from defending the constitution.
This is a new process, a united process. Concerned citizens against the mutilation of our constitution, against the vandalization of our constitution. It's a non-partisan, non-political effort to defend the constitution. So we are uniting everyone to move forward to defend the constitution, the constitutionalism, the values of the liberation struggle, and the values of our own democratic struggle with people like the great Morgan Tsvangirai and the great Gibson Sibanda.
Transform Zimbabwe Party President Jacob Ngarivume said democratic forces would continue mobilizing Zimbabweans to resist any attempt to extend Mnangagwa's rule.
This won't be a deterrent in terms of our agenda as the people of Zimbabwe. We are united against the 2030 nonsense. We are not at all going to accept it. And this is a statement. The reason why the regime is panicking is because now, even as democratic forces, we have found each other. We are coalescing and we are brought together by a common purpose to oppose the mutilation of our constitution. And that is not going to change.
Gwisai, Sikala, Biti, and Ngarivume are long-time activists who have all been arrested several times since 2000 for speaking against dictatorship. Police have not yet commented on the incident. Meanwhile, at the recent conference in Mutare, ZANU-PF endorsed plans to push for Mnangagwa's rule to continue until 2030. The party, which holds majority in parliament, is reportedly preparing to amend the constitution to make this possible without holding a referendum. However, constitutional experts argue that such an amendment would legally require a national vote. Professor Love Momaduku, a constitutional law scholar at the University of Zimbabwe, explained the limits of parliament's powers.
The mistake they are having is that they think that parliament can do anything, that parliament can write anything into the constitution or remove whatever they want from the constitution. That is not how it works. If your idea is to say that you want a person who is president to remain in office, there's only one way of doing it. You call an election for that person to to remain in office. In this case, they have to deal with the provisions that regulate when you end a term and when, in this case, the president is a two-term thing. They will have to amend the provisions relating to those two terms, which they cannot without a referendum.
Tensions within ZANU-PF are also growing. Reports suggest deepening rift between President Mnangagwa and his deputy, Constantine Chiwenga, the former army general who led the 2017 coup that ousted Robert Mugabe. Sources say the two had agreed that Chiwenga would take over after Mnangagwa's second term, but that deal now appears to have collapsed. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA in Grahamstown, Eastern Cape, South Africa, this is Garikai Chaonza reporting.